navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Good to see everybody. I'm sorry that we had to move part two discussing dram shop cases until June. That's going to be on June 5th. But the reason was I was in the middle of a ski trial in Burlington, Vermont. And we're going to talk a lot about my experience, a lot of learning lessons from this recent trial, which is not really quite over yet. So I'll keep you all in the loop throughout this discussion about it. And I'm looking forward to talking about it. But in general, we're going to talk about ski accident cases today. And I gave you a ton of stuff in the materials that you do not need to look at now, but I will reference it. There's plenty of future reading for you in there. Ski accident cases, most people probably have not handled before. That's why it's in this series of novel negligence cases, because it's not your typical run-of-the-mill personal injury accident case. So my goal today is to talk about what's involved in these cases, how to build them, what types of cases to look for, kind of experts that you need. And specifically, I'm going to get into discussing the recent case that I've been involved in, that I was on trial for a few weeks in Vermont, federal court on. And again, to go through what happened with that case, because I think you'll find it to be very interesting. So you picked a good CLE to tune into today. So thanks for joining me. Now, the ski accident cases that I've handled have been in the Northeast, where my firm is located. We're based in New York. I've been admitted to practice in federal court in Vermont since 1999. So I've handled several cases up there. I've handled some in New York as well. But this won't necessarily apply to other jurisdictions out west, Colorado, Utah. I haven't tried cases out there. One thing that's really important to note is that ski litigation cases are controlled by state law. So even though I've had cases in federal court in Vermont, those have been brought under diversity jurisdiction because the plaintiff was not from Vermont, but went skiing in Vermont when their accident occurred. And so the Vermont law applied there, and there's specific Vermont law that applies to these cases. Same as in New York, there's specific New York law, and we're going to talk about that. So if you have a case in other states, you want to always do your homework on the applicable